Now Danny Butler continues with part two.
Command and expect obedience. That's number one. Parental discipline, command and expect. Biblical discipline is good discipline. When God gives instructions, it's good. Why? Because it supersedes man's philosophy. Isaiah 55:8-9. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not my ways. Man's thoughts and ways of disciplining children are not God's ways. It is for the child's benefit, Proverbs 22:15. Foolishness is found in the heart of a child. Listen to it. But the rod of correction will drive it far from it. That sounds like corporal punishment to me. Proverbs 23:13-14. Withhold not correction from the child. For if he will beat him with a rod, he will not die. Thou shalt beat him with a rod, thou shalt deliver his soul from hell. Proverbs 22:15 or 29:15. Reproof giveth wisdom. There's two things there. The rod and reproof. Notice that. The rod, that's discipline and instruction. Now, properly administered, out of love, with restraint, and with the proper motive in mind, the result is an adult who can handle himself in the world and be approved of God. Continuing good discipline is effective when that child knows that my parents truly love them. A child is not stupid. They can sense love. They can sense care. And when that parent respects that child's needs and desires, by that I said I'm referring to the fact that sometimes when there's two children, parents learn very quickly when that second child comes along that the two children are totally different. When a child knows that mom and dad cares, they respond with more quickly to discipline and compliance. Fair and appropriate, no partiality. Good discipline in the home is never partial. You know, have some rules, and the child learns from an early age these rules are to be followed. Parents' actions and words must be consistent because that child can see a hypocrite a mile away. Create a mutual understanding and have them understand that rules are for everyone. Violate the rules and discipline follows. Parental discipline, been trained to respect authority. We have a problem with respecting authority today. You know, let's look at this chart. We'll just stick with it. A child's respect for authority, either divine or civil, is determined by learning respect for you. These children, they learn to respect the authority of the parent early. If you fail in that area, you've got a problem the rest of their life. You know, let the child see your respect for authority and conduct your life as to demand respect. Your father is not going to respect, and I said I had too much material. If the father is not going to respect the authority of the law, why should his child, when he observes dad doing those things? Training to interact with others, communication skills without insult or foul language, asserting oneself in the appropriate manner. All these things are taught at home. All these things come with the child training. And then, be aware. Your children are watching. I don't have time to get into it, but I have a couple of stories about what children say when they come into the Sunday school class. You know, Dad can't come today. He's four-wheeled. You know, this thing and that thing happened. Children repeat it, what they see. Parents are to be parents. This is the conclusion of our lesson. Parents are to be parents. Parents first. concerned. Children are to be trained. Teaching is more than just barking orders or telling them to take out the garbage. It involves a hands-on showing and letting the child learn. Leadership by example. They watch, they understand, and they make application to their life. And finally, good discipline comes with an undying love. Never give up, give in, or abandon. Good discipline in the home, we could talk about it for 2 hours. This is what I have to say about the matter, and I hope it will help you.